This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Nick Dowd will join us in just about 20 minutes. From the Washington Capitals. They'll be taking on the Blues tonight at Capital One Arena. Before that, we wanted to do a Commanders bit. A Commanders yes-no-men bit with Pete Prisco's list of the top 100 free agents available. Now, we obviously don't have time to do all 100. So we will go 10 to 1, and we'll go around the room and try to figure out who we want, who we don't want, to be signed by Adam Peters and company as free agents for said Washington Commanders.
So we went through Washington's free agents yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And EB basically wants to bring them all back.
No.
Out of 28, it was...
maybe 20.
Just to let you know...
maybe 18.
The Commanders on this list that are outside of the top 10, Bobby Wagner comes in at 35 on this CBSSports.com list. A former Commander, Chase Young, comes in at 45.
Now these are ranking the free agents?
Yes. Correct. Prisco's top 100.
Okay.
And at number 50, he has De'Ami Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, so those guys are outside of the top 10.
That's pretty high.
Yeah. All right, so we're just going to go rapid fire around the room. At number 50. 10 on this list, Philadelphia Eagles linebacker Zach Bond.
I'm in.
Yeah, I would like him.
I'm in on all that.
I'd say yes. He's a young kind of ascending player, and they need linebacker help. You need to get younger at linebacker.
I mean, you'd rather have Bond than Wagner.
I would think.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it so long as you're not bringing back Wagner. I saw reports that Pete Carroll might be interested in Bobby Wagner.
I mean, Pete Carroll just mentioned Bobby Wagner's free agent when he's at the podium. Just out of the blue. All right, so at number 10, Javon Holland, strong safety from the Miami Dolphins.
I don't know. Where does he rank? I don't know what type of player
he is. Number 9 on Prisco's list. Here's what I would say. If these are indeed the top 10 free agents, we theoretically should say yes for every one of them.
Right.
Because we know that they were talent deficient.
As far as the blurb on Holland, he's 24. He said he's still a valuable back-end player. He's a good run player, but his coverage suffered some last season.
Okay.
So if you lose Chin, you're going to need
a
safety.
I'd like either one of those two. I'd take one of those two, Chin or this guy. Sure.
At number 8.
I'd like a 24-year-old.
I bet you would.
Not named Javon.
DJ Reed, corner for the New York Jets.
That's where I would really put some money in.
DJ Reed. Now,
but you just that said, I'm going to take it back.
Can
because
I
you
maybe?
Got if you, you just heard Adam Peters say Marshawn Lattimore.
Right. Like
I'm fine with. I know a lot of people want to move Sandstrill to a slot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with him on the outside. Like, the guy was up there with pass breakups and everything. So. Not investing a lot of money in DJ Reed.
I don't know if I want corner to be the new defensive tackle spot for the Commanders where they're pouring a bunch of money into Lattimore and DJ Reed. I feel like with Sandra still and maybe somebody you draft.
Where's he ranked? Where's DJ Reed?
He's number 8 on this list.
Says he's there's some league personnel who think he might be overrated, but he's a good player who will get great player money.
I'm with the Cakes. You can't put too much money in the position.
I'm gonna pass.
You already have given a big money to Marshawn Lattimore.
He sucks.
I'm gonna say thanks, but no thanks. I'm gonna let somebody else sign him.
I don't know enough.
All right, but if Lattimore's not what you thought, you've got DJ Reed.
That's where I'm gonna rely on Peters to find
the next
corner.
Your nickel
in the draft. Coming in at number seven, I'm guessing this is going to be a no because of the position he plays. It seems to be solidified here. Drew Dahlman comes in at number seven. He's a center for the Atlanta Falcons. He's young. He's 26 years old.
Don't need him.
He was limited because of an ankle injury last year, but apparently the top free agent center on the market.
Yeah, he got
Biotic. They went out and spent money on Biotic.
So that's a no.
Yeah.
All right, this guy intrigues me. Milton Williams. He's at number six from the Eagles. Defensive end. He's 26 years old. He had 5 sacks during the regular season, but he had a monster playoffs and Super Bowl.
Yes.
You need help along the defensive line.
I don't want to pay him great player money, but yes.
He's a defensive end. He gave you five sacks.
He's listed as a defensive end, but I think he can play both.
I just like that you're taken from the Eagles.
Right.
I really like
that. I don't know if I love that. I would say no because I mean you got 10 plus sacks from Dante Fowler.
What if Fowler doesn't resign?
Well, I'm going to go prioritize. I'm going to say no because I'm going to prioritize Fowler over him.
With more playing time or whatever.
Maybe.
I'm going to say yes on Milton Williams.
I'm yes on all the Eagles free agents.
Prisco's last sentence on him. He's 26 and ready to make big money.
Why, wouldn't you want a 26-year-old over a 31-year-old?
Yes.
See, I see him listed as defensive tackle more so than defensive end. But
interchangeable.
All right, coming up next, we have back-to-back offensive linemen. At number five, get that Stanley, Ronnie Stanley from the Ravens. Now, he's 31 years old, so age and injury could be a factor.
How many games has he played?
He plays left tackle.
Has he played a lot, or has he been hurt?
I'd have to pull up his game.
He played the entire season, 24.
He played the entire season last season, and then before that, he had a couple nagging injuries throughout his career.
So it was kind of unusual that he played a full season.
Mm-hmm. 2020, he played 6 games. 2021, he played 1 game.
Ooh.
2022, 11. 2023, 13. Then this year, 17.
Yeah, so it's unusual. First time he ever played a full season.
I'm going to say no. He's a little bit long in the tooth, and I think his price tag is going to be high.
I'd rather have the guy who's next.
At number four, and this guy's 5 years younger, Trey Smith, guard for the Kansas City Chiefs.
What's his deal?
26.
You just like 26.
Well, I mean, I'd rather have a 26-year-old than a 31-year-old.
Yeah.
Good in the run.
Although
they play different positions.
His ding on him, according to Prisco, didn't have a great Super Bowl. Like, he didn't really flash in the Super Bowl on the biggest stage, but none of the Chiefs had a good Super Bowl. They got manhandled by the Eagles in that game.
Now, he's played pretty much every game of his career. 17-16, 17-17.
Right.
So I would be interested in him.
All right, here are your top three. I know EB is going to be a yes on this guy. Josh Sweat, linebacker. Yeah.
I want all Eagles. Those guys. I want all those Eagles.
Led the Eagles in sacks during the regular season with 8. Didn't get any in the playoffs. Then had 2.5 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but say you can only afford one of those guys. So you said yes to a couple of them. Is he top of your list?
Maybe.
Sweat?
Maybe then Bond. Then the other guy, which I don't think you've mentioned yet.
Sweat, yeah. He's number three
Sweat
on this
comes
list.
In at number three no, on
I think
list.
He's mentioned all the Eagles now.
You did? Yeah. You mentioned
Bond
the Williams side? I thought
Williams.
Yeah.
Williams is number six on this list.
Okay.
All right, now you're into the big boys. Number two, T. Higgins.
I don't know. They keep saying that we're still like high up there on the potential landing spots for him. I just don't see him.
I think the price is going to be way too exorbitant. Especially if they franchise tag him again, you have to trade for him, surrender picks, give him big money.
Right, but what if he isn't?
Prisco's right up. At 26, T. Higgins is in the prime of his career. He's been the number two receiver in Cincinnati, but now has his chance to show he's a true number one. He's big and coming off a season with 10 touchdowns in 12 games. His market will be robust.
Yeah. Are you a yes on Higgins? I think I'm a no.
I like Higgins.
How old is he?
I'm a yes on He's 26. I mean, a yes on Higgins if the price is right.
Jaden can throw to McLaurin and Higgins?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Now, you got to give him $30 million a year.
This is not free agent related. It's draft related, but it made my pants move a little bit when I saw it. Mm. You saw the Commanders.
Did you have hot sauce in your pants? No.
I did not. I know better than to eat Taco Bell while I'm attempting to drive. Commanders have requested a meeting with Ashton Jeanty.
He ain't going to be
there.
He's
not dropping that far.
I can't hit the ding button.
That's the little
he's not going to be 29.
Stubby running back.
He won't be there at 29, but I'm telling you.
If you trade up to get him.
You could trade up.
Sure.
If he starts slipping down the board, if people pass on
him. I just want the record to show you're advocating trading up for a running back, a position which you have personally pooped on for a decade.
I have pooped on it. I will not dispute that. But he is not your typical old school plotter, two downs, then comes out running back. He's like Christian McCaffrey. He's like Jahmyr Gibbs. That kind of running back I'm into.
The tide is turning. There's talk that there could be three running backs drafted in the first round.
Right.
No, for sure there's a resurgence. I get it.
If you're a running back that does everything, I'm into you. If you just carry the ball for 3.5 yards, like certain running backs that were guests on this show, not that interested in you.
I personally would not trade up for him.
I wonder who that was.
I personally would not trade up for him.
If I were Peters and he's available at 20 to 22, I would trade
up. I'd rather Trevion Henderson slip and take him.
Okay, that could be the scenario too. All right, so T. Higgins is number two, and nobody's going to be interested in the number one guy in this list.
No.
Sam Darnold comes in at number one.
No.
Prisco thinks he's going to command a deal near $40 million
per
season.
Does he have Mariota in his top 100? No.
I'd have to go down probably close to 100 to find Mariota, but I didn't go that far on the list.
We were being sort of led to believe that there were going to be other suitors.
Jameis Winston comes in at 88.
I would rather have Mariota than Jameis, I would think.
I don't see Mariota unless he's ahead of Jameis.
Although I would advocate to sign Jameis if they wanted to.
I mean, he's got Russell Wilson.
Just for entertainment purposes.
Oh, my gosh. You realize
he's the funniest guy in the league.
You realize how great it would be.
And he's actually, now, he'll throw picks. Yeah, but yeah.
He throws touchdowns. He can be prolific.
He throws the ball downfield.
Oh, he's got
that dude takes
arm.
Shots.
Hey, if we lose Mariota, can we sign Jameis?
No, I don't want that because I want Jameis to play. And we don't want him to play here.
Right. Yeah, I don't want him to play.
You want to see him on the field, give him pregame speeches.
I don't think he needs to play to do the pregame speeches.
Yeah, but when he's talking to reporters, you know, on the sideline, we need Jameis to play.
All right,
somewhere.
No, he's not. He's not in the top 100.
If I'm Joe Shane, I'm the Giants GM, and I miss out on Matt Stafford, I'd call Jameis Winston as a bridge quarterback.
Is he
for a year or two?
Is Jameis though ultimately better than Daniel Jones?
No,
I think he is.
Throws too many picks.
I don't know.
I think he's way better than
Way
Daniel
more entertaining,
Jones.
But I don't know if he's better.
I liked Jones because he could actually run a little bit, but he just a horrible decision maker. Now, Jameis can be a bad
decision maker
too, but go look at some of his game logs with the Browns. Like, that dude is putting up numbers.
Well, throws it, but you ain't winning games with Jameis.
Look at Daniel Jones' numbers against us.
Well, you always go back to that.
He was Superman against the Commanders.
Destroy us.
He stunk against everybody else.
All right, you want to go real quick to John? Let's go to John. Hey, buddy. John in Richmond.
Hey, John.
Boys, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
So I'm not even a Commanders fan anymore. Dan Snyder pushed me off of that. But I heard you talking the other day about this guy. I hate him. I had the Chargers over 11.5, so I watched with intent the whole season for this pump of a Joey Bosa. Do not sign this guy. He's probably going to get cut. He's horrible. All he does is run around and jump on the pile. Please. I don't even care about the Commanders, but I can't watch this guy.
So it's cautionary tale. Stay away from Joey Bosa is what you're saying.
Correct. Correct. Like you remember those guys in like, you know, high school football? They the pile happens. Here comes this guy diving on the top. Oh, great tackle. He sucks. I hate him.
We had that guy in the early 2000s. His name was Bruce Smith. He jumped on every
I haven't heard Joey Bosa's name attached to the Commanders.
No, but I know they're probably gonna cut him because of salary cap. And I think they're looking for defensive linemen. He's got that big name. So hopefully Adam Peters doesn't fall in the Dan Snyder trap, you know, try to go for the big name. And
no, yeah, I remember Bruce Smith beyond that. That dude Peters is way beyond just going for big names.
Please.
Yeah, he's not going to
be. He's actually good at his job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unlike some of the other clowns that have come through the personnel offices here over the years.
Right.
So far. First year, home run.
Now, if Marshawn Lattimore sucks this upcoming year, That's going to be the first big red X on Adam Peters.
Do you honestly think that Marshawn Lattimore, at this stage of his career, after what you saw last year towards the end of the year, is going to revert back to shutdown corner?
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I don't think that. That's crazy.
He could be better. I'm not saying he could be a shutdown. He could be better than he was. Yeah. If he's not, then it's a whiff.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think Malik Nabers and CeeDee Lamb and A.J. Brown, I don't think they're afraid of Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, I don't think
that those guys
give one F about
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans not afraid of
none of those guys. They're not afraid of Marshawn Lattimore. They may have been at one point. I don't know if they are presently.
What's the combine schedule? Like, are they really starting to get after it today? Like, are we going to get to see
positions that are going?
No, I think it's Friday when it really ramps up.
Well, I even mean like the weightlifting and the vertical and all that stuff. Maybe the less glamorous stuff.
Look it up for you.
Workouts start Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Last time I checked.
Thursday. Defensive linemen and linebackers,
ooh,
3 o'clock.
Ooh.
Tomorrow, DBs, tight ends, 3 o'clock.
So that's when you actually see them on the field running drills.
Saturday, quarterbacks, receivers, RBs, 1 o'clock. Sunday, O-linemen, you don't really care about.
So are we going to see them like run 40 today or no?
I would assume.
They all do it by position group,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Right. You're going to see some big fatties running like 4.9s.
Amazing.
You're going to be blown away by it.
Amazing.
All right, we come back. We'll talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd from the Caps. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
marketers. Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley's Broken Branches tour when it comes to Jiffy Lube Live this summer. The date of that show is Friday, July 11th. We should be joined shortly by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. Capitals take on the Blues tonight. They're going to try to break out of that one-game losing streak. They had an amazing,
lost to Calgary.
Amazing two-game stretch coming out of the Four Nations face-off break where they put up 15 goals in two big wins. Slumped a little bit against Calgary. Let's see if they get that bounce back tonight against the Blues. Season-long five-game homestand for the Capitals.
Well, the last time the Capitals played the Blues, they beat them 8-1.
I like the sound of that. Were there any goals in that game?
I wonder if Dowder scored in that game. Let me check on that.
Good.
In that game, it was Dowd did not score, but Ovi had dose.
Oh, he had two.
Yeah.
So I'm flying to Orlando today.
Okay. Right,
with the family.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's no near miss.
What airport are you flying out of? BWI?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Unlike Jason, I won't have like a Chariots for Hire car drive me.
Okay.
We'll probably just Uber there.
All right.
I don't have to deal with parking and all that. Just be dropped off. But here's my dilemma. I have a pile of clothes. I think I'm going to bring a large suitcase for a four-day trip.
Okay.
Is that embarrassing?
Why? Who cares?
I just feel like it's a little embarrassing. But like I can't wear the same shoes every day. So I got to have different shoes.
Okay. How many different pairs of shoes are you bringing?
At least three.
Okay.
I got to have at least two different sneakers and maybe something,
in case you go out to a nice restaurant
maybe,
or something.
I'm going
to
be in Florida.
All right.
Maybe I should maybe even have my flippers.
Yeah, probably.
And then I got to have I got to have workout outfits if I, go for a run or something, anything. Go to the gym. I got to have work clothes to go out to dinner.
Need some light, breathable clothes in case you decide to go to Disney all day.
Well, what's embarrassing, though, about bringing a suitcase on a flight?
A large suitcase. It's just embarrassing.
Just a pain in the butt to carry around.
Yeah, nobody knows how long you're traveling for.
Well, I'm meeting some friends there. But, I know you guys, JP would literally bring a backpack. Like, he would have nothing.
Right.
But, I don't know. It's just embarrassing to be lugging around a big-ass suitcase.
Right. You could travel
a four-day trip.
Like,
who's judging you, though?
Yeah.
I'm just embarrassed. I'm self-conscious.
You personally embarrassed.
I have. Unlike you, I'm self-conscious. So I would feel uncomfortable lugging around a big-ass suitcase.
Rom literally shows up at MGM National Harbor
with a
giant bag.
Yeah.
A beige giant bag.
Yeah.
Don't you have an oversized backpack that you can just put on your back?
I don't think it would because I got to put I wear a big ass. So do you.
Well, 13s. What is your wife
like gonna, shoes.
What is your wife bringing?
She's a girl though.
I don't know, but maybe you could put some shoes in her bag.
It's okay for a girl to bring a big ass suitcase. I feel like if you're a guy and you're bringing a big suitcase,
trust me. Nobody in the airport cares how big the suitcase you're bringing.
I know they don't.
Nobody's
care.
Thinking about him.
Nobody's,
in the airport.
Nobody's going to look at you and say, "Look how big that dork suitcase is."
Not at the airport. But I feel stupid when I get my big suitcase and I'm in the line to check into the hotel.
You care what the person at the
Hilton almost everybody
thinks.
Checks in with the suitcase.
Not a big one. The big one's embarrassing.
I don't know. I think most people check in with suitcases.
The big one's embarrassing.
All right, we can ask our next guest. He's calling on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Nick Dowd from the Caps. He's powered by Verizon. Dowder, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are we doing?
We're Dowder. Doing well. So one of the junks, he's lamenting because he has to take a trip, and I guess he has to take a large suitcase with him, and he thinks he's going to get goofed on by people in the airport or people at the hotel when he's checking in. Like, do you care how big your suitcase is when you travel?
Hi, that's an interesting question to start off with.
Yeah.
But I think it depends on how long the trip is. How long is the trip?
4 days.
4 days?
Yeah. That's like
is there a reason for such a large suitcase?
Well, because I got to throw like my sneakers in there and like my camera. I don't know. I just have a lot of stuff. And it's just, I feel embarrassed to have such a big bag.
Yeah. I mean, I think for a 4 day trip, like I traditionally, even if we go on a 2 week trip, I can get away with a carry on duffel bag and like a carry on roller bag and a backpack. So I think, you know, you got to get a little creative.
That's amazing.
With how you pack. Are you really
good at that? Are you really good at like packing like tight, like really anal?
No, I wouldn't say like I pack, like I got to have everything like rolled up and folded a certain way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think I've become really good at learning my outfits and how they mix and match. And all I can wear this one to pregame skate, but then I could also wear it for dinner and, you know, and then you get away with carrying less stuff, which is nice.
Right.
Hey, Doubter, I think it was for the Pittsburgh trip that you guys took recently where you just waxed the Penguins. I love seeing you guys hang an 8 spot on the Penguins anytime. Keep doing that, please. I think his tradition is Subway footlong sub. I'm not sure what type. I'm not sure what he's eating there. And also a bag. Is it Flaming Hot Cheetos or just regular Cheetos? Because maybe all of you guys should
typically
be...
Flaming Hot.
Okay. Flaming
Interesting.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah, like Flaming Hot's just... That's a bridge too far. I like my Cheetos nice and mild. I don't need my mouth on fire for 2 hours afterwards.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Flaming Hot is an aggressive move, especially to be sitting in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, one of the things we've been talking about over the last couple of days, and you don't care because you're not going to be watching the game where fans might care, but the three of the games of your remaining games are going to be televised nationally because of Ovi's chase.
Sure.
Starting with March 27th, and that's a game in Minnesota. Second one's April 12th at Columbus, and then the last one is April 17th, your last game at Pittsburgh. To be, you know, ABC or ESPN games to watch Ovi. Should fans really have a problem with that, or would they, if you were just a fan, would you rather watch Joe and Locker call it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather watch Joe and Locker call it personally, but I mean, I think those guys, is their voices and their ability to know the players as well as they do and know like the ins and outs of our hockey team specifically.
Right.
Plus, I mean, it's, you know, a little bit iconic, right? Like, I think you've been listening to Joe and for a long time, and he's called a lot of Ovi's goals, and he's got, you know, him and Locker got great chemistry and their voices are something that Capitals fans have been hearing for a long time. So, I mean, to have a problem with it, no, but I think it, you know, when that time comes, when Ovi, you know, eventually does break the record, I think we all hope that it's called by Joe.
It's gonna be, it's gonna be one of those other games, yeah.
Hey, Doubter, I want your opinion on this. This is from Elliot Friedman, who works for Sportsnet. He's talking about the team chemistry and what the Caps might do ahead of the trade deadline. He said, with a week and a half to go before the deadline, they really have a kind of magical chemistry this year, and every move they made has been an upper deck home run. Chychrun, Roy, Logan Thompson, Dubois has even worked out for them where it hasn't worked out elsewhere. How much do you want to fidget with that? Take us deeper into that, like the chemistry between you and the guys who've been there for a while and the new additions that have assimilated really well with the team.
Yeah, I would say that was a rare thing, right? Like to add as many pieces as we added this year to an organization that over the past 6-7 years, at least, you know, 7 years since I've been here, didn't really add any pieces. And then to have everybody mesh as well as they did, not only on the ice, which I think you know, the fans have seen and we've played really well as a team, but really off the ice too. And I think you guys know, I mean, it, regardless of what level you played sports, you guys know when you're on a when you're on a special type of team where guys are excited, like authentically excited for each other when they're successful, and you know that everyone knows that's the recipe to success, but it's hard to find because when you bring money, you know, involved in something, it tends to change people a little bit, right? In the aspect of of people kind of have their own agendas. People are, you know, a little bit more worried about themselves, which I think you guys watch a lot of sports. I think that's probably why college ball in a lot of different aspects is so much fun to watch, because, you know, it kind of puts everyone on the same playing field, and kids are, you know, really playing for the love of the game and to win the national championship and stuff like that. And then, you know, historically things change when you get to the professional level. I think we've had a lot of great teams with the Capitals since I've been here, and a lot of really great people. I think this year is just a little different because we've added so many new players, and they've become really valuable players too. Like, they're not guys that we've added that haven't played a lot or, you know, haven't felt like they've had a big impact personally. I think all the players that we've added have not only impacted our team, you know, from a non-hockey standpoint, and we've all meshed really well, but they've had a lot of responsibility given to them, and they've played really, really well. And I think that makes, you know, everybody excited, right? Like, people are excited to come into the rink because they have a role, they have a responsibility. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing. I think that's why we've been able to be so successful. Is a big part of that is that guys are excited to come in, and they're excited for each other. So,
Nick, real quick, by the way, Nick Dowd, powered by Verizon. You play the Blues tonight. I looked that you hadn't played them since November. You waxed them 8-1 in that game. Tell us about this Blues game.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't dived into the film yet, but I know that I believe their last game, I think they beat Seattle 7-7 something. So obviously they're playing good hockey, a team that we only see a couple times a year, home and away. But I mean, again, there's so much parity in the NHL. Any given night, any given team can go in and play a great hockey game and beat another team. So I think, you know, you kind of look at their last couple games, they're obviously playing really well. So we're going to have to be really well prepared for that.
All right.
Doubter, what time's the game day nap? 12:30, 1?
We're gonna go between 1 and 1:30 today, depending on how I feel.
Excellent. You know,
maybe a little longer, a little shorter.
Very good.
So no phone calls during that time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Put it on silent, my friend. All right, get those 2 points. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
That's Nick Dowd, Capital Center. He is powered by Verizon. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of Dierks Bentley tickets. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up next. Caller number 10 right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You're going to win a pair of tickets to Dierks Bentley Broken Branches Tour Friday, July 11th is the show date at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events, but 10th caller, you win, and you don't have to pay.
That's, I'm saying nice. This kind of as a joke, but I might have to take my kid out of Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
Too many days off. They're off tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Is there anything going on tomorrow? Why on earth is my kid off school tomorrow?
I mean, it is Friday,
today,
3-day weekend.
I have to pick up.
Is it a teacher work day or something?
I don't know. I'm telling you, it's more than the public schools, because my son goes to public school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many times when she doesn't have school. And I think EB's kid goes to a Catholic school, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's off tomorrow, but Isabella's off on Friday. I don't get it. And what happens is I carpool, I drive on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, I usually pick up 3 girls. Today, picking up the 3, and one of them is sleeping over. So I'm just bringing her over to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife works till like 5. So get home around 5:30. I'm gonna have to entertain them.
Yeah,
or just at least kind of pay attention.
Well, they're at the age where they entertain themselves.
So yeah, but it's
you go off and do your thing.
It's a mess after mess.
Yeah, it's fine. Who cares?
You're just being a dad.
Clean up the mess later. Yeah. You just let them do their thing.
EB,
go take a nap.
EB, the weather was so good yesterday.
Take a nap while a kid's over.
Sure you can.
EB, the weather was so good yesterday. Obviously. Right. It felt like 70 degrees. It was close.
Gorgeous. So a gorgeous day. Really a privilege to be on Earth yesterday.
It was really, really nice.
Yeah. It brought a little joy in
life. I got out to the golf. I know you've been playing golf a lot more than me. First time I'd been on a golf course since November 4th.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
But it was just so good to get out there. The weather was awesome. The weather's going to be, temperature-wise, going to be really good today, but it's going to rain. But next week, I think we're going to have a few more days in the 60s. I think the cold weather is done.
I think good. The bulk
we've gotten
of
past it.
I think any more major snowfalls gone.
I think this is probably gone.
I don't know. March can surprise
March,
you.
Sometimes
March
can surprise you. Some cold streak comes in, but I think for the most part, it's gone.
I mean, EB can attest to this too. I remember going to lots of my kids' lax games in high school in March and early to mid-April.
Yeah,
where it's freaking frigid. It's so cold.
Yeah,
it's like high 30s, low 40s. Just wind whipping all over the place. I don't think we're done yet. I think
you winter's might, got I hope you're wrong. But
has
you might
another
be right.
blast in it.
But what the stupid groundhog say?
Six more he weeks. Definitely of, saw his shadow.
He said 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah.
But EB, my hamstrings definitely hurt.
Oh, they're barking.
Lower back, a little sore. It was a little tough to sleep last night.
Why don't you go get a Justin Tucker?
Yeah, get a nice massage.
No, I probably need it, but. It was just good to get out there, man.
Nice.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Love it.
Did you guys read the Athletic report about the Luka Doncic trade?
Yes. Well, I mean, if it's the one about why they're saying
yeah. I mean, it really
loves beer and hookah.
Yeah.
I told you I thought that was part of it, the alcohol deal.
They're just betting on his demise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you. They didn't like his habits. They didn't like all the drinking. They thought he was a big fatty. All that stuff. Well, I didn't know about the hookah.
Maybe now that he's...
I'm really confused by hookah.
I don't understand it either.
I know that there's like a central thing in the middle of the table. It almost looks like a big bong. There's hoses, and then I don't even know how it works. You suck on the hose, and then you get some sort of smoke inhaled in
but
your
maybe
lungs.
Maybe he's
going to
change
it.
His ways now that he's with LeBron, who's a workout fiend. And maybe there was no one really pushing him.
I don't know if LeBron's going to just be like his workout.
I don't know. He looks pretty good now. I mean,
he looks skinnier than he did when he showed up.
Yeah.
Does he need to be a workout fiend? I agree with these people. He averaged 32 points a game last year in that condition.
Yeah.
And took his team to the NBA Finals. Part of the reason he's good is.
You'd like him to be in better shape.
No, but part of the reason he's good is he uses his physicality and bounces guys off of
it. But he can still do that.
He can use physicality by, like, getting more chiseled and drinking less beer.
You would agree he's a defensive liability. And maybe that some of that has to do with the fact that
he's a defensive liability in one-on-one defending. But as an overall defender, like if you look at his plus minus and his steals and his rebounds, I think rebounds are part of defense.
Okay. Defensive rebounds, he's big enough and strong enough. But maybe if he lost 15, 20 pounds, he'd be a much better on the ball defender.
Maybe.
And if the Lakers want to win an NBA championship, he's certainly going to have to do that because they're going to be playing really good teams.
But I don't think it was like EB was like, maybe he's an alcoholic or something, a drinking problem. I think
he has a drinking problem. I don't know that
I don't
he
think
has
they
one.
Think he has a drinking problem, but that his diet is not great. And he might have like his 2 beers a night, like cakes. That's not having a drinking problem.
No.
You think cakes has a drinking problem?
He's giving me side eye.
I don't know.
Eric is backtracking. The day after the trade, on the air, he said, I think Luka's an alcoholic.
Well, I think that maybe I said that.
Yeah.
If you say I said that, I believe you. I think they thought it was a problem. Yes. I don't know if he's an alcoholic.
I think the owners probably drove the bus on this. And then reading the article about Nico Harrison, he doesn't believe he's going to be a long-term GM. That he thinks he can kind of just worry about the next couple of years, and he thinks that with Anthony Davis, they've got a shot to be a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
But giving up on a guy who's been to, five straight first team All NBAs.
Look, the guy likes
he
beer.
Has an occasional
the guy
beer.
Likes beer.
Right.
I sympathize. I like beer too, but I'm not in the NBA. I'm not an NBA All Star. Like I figure, most of those guys, especially now in 2025 and beyond, like they take their health and nutrition much more seriously than guys did. Even 10 or 15 years ago.
He's old school, though.
He's an old school guy.
He's
he doesn't
old.
Care.
Him and Joker, the European guys, they don't need to be chiseled.
They have different rules.
I saw Dwayne Wade telling this story about why he thought LeBron was going to bounce. Because he said in Miami, when they were together, he said because Pat Riley started taking away his cookies. He said LeBron loves chocolate chip cookies. And I don't know if it was vanilla ice cream.
Is he
but
still? He probably does. He burns so many calories.
And then Pat Riley kind of took it away.
Well, I mean, Pat Riley's an old school taskmaster. He doesn't want his superstars getting fat while they're playing. After you retire, get as fat as you want. Who cares? But look, like, when you're playing, you should like respect. You should respect your temple.
It was a risky, risky ass trade.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it's going to backfire on him. Kind of already has.
He hasn't won a championship, but James Harden has always been criticized for the way he looks. Like, he doesn't look as thin as
us. I've been as big a critic as anybody.
Yeah. But he's been a fantastic Hall of Fame level player throughout his career.
Imagine if he was a little lighter on his feet.
Yeah,
imagine,
I don't know.
Imagine if he cared about his body.
Part of those guys, that jab step and then sometimes knocking the guy off, like Harden knocks guys off of his shoulder to hit the step
strength.
Back.
He can still do it with strength. You just don't have to be a fatty.
I don't think either are fatties. Will be interesting to see what happens, man. Now, it's crazy. A month ago before the trade, the Lakers weren't even considered a championship contender.
Now they are. Now, I don't think they're going to win it, but they are considered a contender. I mean, they could end up a 4 seed, maybe a 3 seed.
And LeBron has been incredible, especially for a 40-year-old. He put up 16 the other night in the fourth quarter.
Yep, he did. But Luka's got to turn into that Luka that he was last year in the playoffs. But he's noticeably thinner, in my opinion. So I don't,
maybe he's
I don't
actually,
know. If
maybe
work.
He's actually paying more attention to his diet now that he got traded to the Lakers. I don't know.
I think their regular season game. You know how bad the All-Star game ratings were?
Mm-hmm.
I think the All-Star game, I mean, the Four Nations face-off blew it away, at least the final, right? I think the All-Star game drew less than 4.5 million, which is anemic for an NBA All-Star game. That's how bad it is. And I think the game the other night, the Lakers-Mavs game, drew 2.5 on TNT, and that was a 10 o'clock game.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it's renewed some interest in the NBA. Just to see what happens.
We didn't mention it, but the Wiz lost to the Blazers last night. Sarr didn't play again.
Ankle.
He's resting his ankle. So I don't know if it's even resting it. He re-injured it. He had to have re-injured it when he played that one game.
We're crazy about our home.
He did.
Because I don't think you're resting it when he's missed the last two games.
He did run right by us, I think, to the locker room for a little bit when we were sitting down close in the Bucks game.
So did you see what Kispert said about Bilal Hicks?
I did not see what Kispert said.
You like this quote?
Hopefully it was glowing.
Quote was, Bilal's going to be a force for years to come.
Ooh. I like to hear
what
that.
What did Bilal do last night? I didn't even look at the...
Who said that, JP?
Kispert.
All right.
I didn't follow Bilal's exploits last night because I was too busy watching.
Maybe at 16?
Too busy watching the Terps.
Feel like it was like 16.
The Terps lose on a freaking 65-footer at the end of the game.
Cakes is guy who he discovered. Yeah, yes. Bilal had 16 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists.
How many blocks? How many swipes?
Swipes? He had one.
Just an all-around player. That's all he is. Just a really good all-around player.
So much for the Denny Avdia revenge game, by the way.
Well, he got hurt.
Oh, yeah, he only played 6 minutes.
That's why he had five points?
Yeah, he played 6 minutes.
He played 6 minutes. He clearly must have had hurt.
Yeah, he was out of the game.
Well, he was balling. 5 points in six minutes? He probably would have had 25.
Yeah. He would have been on a heater.
All right, we have Ari Spears coming in, and we've had him in before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a funny dude. He does a lot of crowd work. I feel like we should bring in Mar and have him just goof on Mar.
No. Oh, man.
That almost doesn't feel natural, though. The crowd work is natural. You're just going to stand there?
How would you, he could pick all of us. What do you think? Without knowing us.
Doesn't seem as organic. Like, you're just going to say, hey, do crowd work.
Well, it's not organic. Well, I mean, Voss could do it.
Isn't he usually like picking out the person in the crowd?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're pretty unique guys.
We would bring him in and say, roast them.
Right.
I don't know. I think he could.
It's better than when JP asks a comedian to do a bit.
I'm not asking him to do a bit. I'm just saying, if we were in the crowd, which one of the guys would jump out at
you? Hey, what would Shaq say about this?
But if we were in the crowd, which one of the guys would you bust on? Who jumps out at you the most?
All right, well,
I don't know.
We'll figure out what we're going to do with Ari Spears because he's joining us next in studio. He's at the DC Improv tonight through Sunday. You can go to dcimprov.com for tickets. Comedian Ari Spears joins us next.